Well, Billy, thank you so much for coming on to the Big Drive Home on Beacon. Absolute pleasure to have such a legend.
Oh, hey.
Now, you're coming to the Wolves Civic on Wednesday night.
Yes, I am again. Very happy to return there after, I think, a couple of years ago he was there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great area for music, as is, of course, Manchester.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about, you know, music that comes out of areas like Manchester, Birmingham and the such?
I'm a big, you know, even though I've lived in America for a long time, mostly, and that's primarily climate related, I must always been obviously a great fan of British music, and there's been some really good bands come out of those areas. Actually, there's another one that's been formed called, Black Country?
Yeah, Black Country Communion.
Yeah, yeah, they're all mates of mine. Glenn Hughes, man, he can half sing.
Well, Glenn's been on.
Oh, he has, yeah. Oh, yeah, good. Yeah. Well, they're great. They're all mates of mine. And one of the Cult's old guitar techs, who's a mate of mine, is now working for Joe Bonamassa, who's apparently playing in that. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jason Bonham I've known since, you know, way back in, you know, when mullets were fashionable.
Are you all rock stars? Are you all like mates and pals? Do you all get on?
Not all of us, no. And there's a lot of bitching, but there's generally a lot of us that get on pretty good, but we don't all, like, you know, go to ye old pub and have a few yards of ale and fish and chips and all that in America. I mean, it's just, yeah, but we know each other, and you know.
Are you aware that Piers Morgan's got a new TV show in America?
I just watched it with Ricky Gervais. I just watched a bit of it. He did the thing with Ricky Gervais, who I used to really like, but I'm not sure anymore whether I like Ricky Gervais, like, as of today, this minute. I'm not sure whether I like him or not.
Howard Stern was on as well, wasn't he, in the week? The big US shock jock.
Yeah, well, he's sort of a bit old news, really, since... I mean, he's great, and actually he's been a tremendous supporter of my band, so I haven't really got anything bad to say about him, but he went off sort of national radio and went on to satellite radio, so he's sort of slipped a little bit. He was a bit shocking then. I think now his time's kind of past it to be a shocking person.
But pretend you're on Piers Morgan tonight with me.
Right.
And tell me one of your greatest rock and roll stories, because you must have had loads.
I've got a lot of them. I was sort of hoping to save them up for my memoirs, but I could tell you about the time me and Morrissey went to see Jane County in the Electric Chairs at Manchester Polytechnic and got thrown up on by Jane County. That's for people who are well over 40 would know anything about what I'm talking about. That's one story. Me and my mate Morrissey.
Well, I was going to talk to you about Morrissey in a minute, so we're going to play a game of true or false in a minute.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I mean, there could be the time that Ian Astbury showed me a love letter from Madonna.
Really?
To him. I could tell you that story, but I won't.
No.
Because I'm saving that for my book.
Yep.
I'm just trying to trump up the price of my book. And then I won't tell you any stories about what Guns N' Roses were like in 1987 when they were our opening act.
Wow. Do you know, Billy, I can't believe that we've got you on. It's great, and I love all this. I absolutely love all this. Now, this is a little game of true or false, and the reason I'm doing this is because I've been caught out before by doing research on the internet, which, let's be honest, can be tampered with. People can say the wrong thing.
Anybody can get on the internet.
Exactly. So let's go through these 5 points I've got, and hopefully you will dispel the myth if they're true or false. So you were once in a band with Morrissey.
Correct, but we gave that one away.
Right, that was called the Nosebleeds, wasn't it?
It was. We inherited the name, and yes, that was true. We did 2 gigs in Manchester, and me and him, from what I remember, wrote about 10 songs.
You introduced Johnny Marr of the Smiths fame to guitar.
Sort of. He used to come. He's a couple of years younger than me, and he didn't go to my high school, but the bass player from the Smiths did go to my high school, Andy Rourke. He used to come and watch my, you know, high school band practice and sort of hung around and was in our general circle of friends, which eventually led him to sort of come across Morrissey in the future. But yeah, I didn't personally, but I won't dispel the myth because he's turned out quite well on the guitar.
Oh,
John,
brilliant. So. Okay, you changed your sound from your early days to a more metal blues sound because producer Rick Rubin suggested it.
I'm not comfortable with the word metal when it's in conjunction with the Cult, because I don't ever think we've been a metal band.
No.
I think that's disrespectful to metal bands, and it's disrespectful to the Cult. I think we're a hard
rock
band.
Yeah.
Heavy rock band.